Alright, just to start it off, could you introduce yourself to the fans that might not be familiar with your work, tell them where you're from and what the name GLC stands for?
What's up, y'all? My name is GLC. I was featured on both of Kanye West's albums. I was on the College Dropout album, on the record called Spaceship. I was on the Late Registration album, on a record called Drive Slow. GLC, that's me, man. I'm the gangster L Crisis, man. It's just my story, my life, and who I am, all wrapped into one, man. Me, GLC. And I give it to you in the raw.
Alright. How did you first hook up with Kanye West?
Man, I hooked up with Kanye back in 93, man, through a mutual friend, man. We both knew the same dude, man. He went to my school at first, then he transferred to Kanye's school. They went to elementary school together, and we hooked up. We hooked up to this guy that we both knew, man. Cool dude.
Alright. Why do you think he's been so successful, Kanye West?
I feel like Kanye's been so successful because he's just been on his business, man. And it's like he's been, it seems as if he was born to do what he's doing, man. Because he was making beats back when he was like 12, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he just really applied himself at a young age. I remember when we used to go out kicking it, hitting the mall and this and that. It would be times where Kanye would just stay in the crib and just work on beats.
So you've been a lifelong friend with Kanye then?
Just about, yeah.
Ah, cool. Alright, what would you say, sets you apart from other artists?
What sets me apart from other artists is I'm exposing you to the goal that you had somehow failed to see. And when I say the goal, I'm speaking of Chicago. I'm from the South Side, 87, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I was raised under different principles and laws and policies than other rappers, you know what I'm saying? I'm a man that did all the street shit that everybody talk about and this and that. I did all that, but I still speak from my heart, you know what I'm saying? And I still confess my love for God and my love for my people at the same time.
What do you think sets the good music label apart from all the other labels around? Why do you think you're not looked upon as just another music label?
Because we go against the grain, man. Good music. We bring something new to the table, man. We got new personalities. We got new style. We got a new image. We got just new, which is good, man. You know what I'm saying? The name of our label is Good Music, Getting Out Our Dreams. And when people hear our music, we make them feel like they can get out their dreams as well, man. You know what I'm saying? It's inspirational at the same time.
Right. And do you think people relate to the type of music that you're doing rather than gangster rap that I know a lot of other people are doing right now?
Well, you know what? It depends on where you grew up at. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people still do relate to gangster rap and this and that. I mean, I relate to it from where I came from, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to say gangster rap is bad, you know? I mean, I love it. It's entertaining, you feel me?
Yeah.
And the music that, the good music is putting out, for the most part, is just, uplifting. It almost has a spiritual feel to it, man. It just makes you feel good about yourself, you feeling down. If you're on your way to work and you down, mad at your boss and this and that, you could throw in Spaceship and that shit might make you feel better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Alright, you put out a mixtape called Drive Slow with DJ A-Track earlier this year. Did you create a big bust with that, or do you think that'll benefit you for your new upcoming album?
Oh man, you know what? It is benefiting me. It's building up my fan base, man. You go to myspace.com, you go to my page, GLC, and you'll see what my fans are saying about that mixtape, man. People love it. I've been getting really good reviews off the mixtape, and man, I think it opened up a lot of doors for me, because in certain articles, they were saying that show that I wasn't just like a one or two verse wonder, you know what I'm saying? That I had a whole arsenal to back that up, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know a lot of people from everywhere are feeling the mixtape, actually, even on the West Coast.
Yeah, man, it just feel real good, though, because, you know, A-Track is a five-time world champion legend, won his first title when he was 15, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is the first mixtape that he ever did, and he chose to do it with me, so, I mean, I gotta tell you something, you know, something special about this thing that we did.
Yeah. Alright, is the main focus now, like, putting out another mixtape or an album?
Right now I'm working on two mixtapes. I'm working on a Midwest Gangsters mixtape with a DJ by the name of Sean Mack, and I'm also working on the Drive Slow 2 with A-Track. So I'm working on both of those, and the album is coming. You know, I got the Drive Slow video. It's on TV right now. It's on MTV, BET, Kanye West, Paul Wall, myself, and T.I., and Tony Williams on the vocals, you know what I'm saying? The Drive Slow remix. I got that mixtape, and now I'm finna hit them with it. I gotta hit them with like maybe two to three more mixtapes because I wanna give the people what they want, man. I gotta fill this void, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Alright, when can we expect the solo album to be released? Is there a set date or are you not sure yet?
All I'm gonna tell you this, man, because I don't like to say dates, because you know how this music industry go, man. They give you a date, then it'll get pushed back, then it'll get pushed back,
yeah.
And this and that. So I'm just gonna tell you it's coming soon. You know what I'm saying? So just embrace the thought of that, man. And whoever don't got the Drive Slow mixtape, man, I don't want you all to be deprived. You can go online and download it. Or, like, if any of your friends got it, man, just, you know, burn it. I don't care. I just want you to have it, hear it, and know what's really going on and understand that what we're doing right now is, like, it's legacy music. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I die, I don't want to just leave memories. I want to leave a legacy, and my legacy is really going to be brought to the forefront through my music, you know what I'm saying?
Alright, yeah. Alright, is there a name for the album, so people know what to look out for?
Yes, sir. Welcome to Haterville. And the reason that I chose that title is because no matter where you go, no matter what country, no matter what state, no matter what city, wherever you at, man, it's always a place called Haterville. It's people that's going to look at you, just like from you doing what you do. It's like, they're gonna look at you like, oh, he think he the shit. He write for a magazine, or he do this, and woo-woo. Anytime when you doing something that's away from the norm, like even if you in a hood where it's all gangsters and drug dealers and killers and this and that, and you decide to go to college,
yeah,
they going to hate on you and shit. You know what I'm saying? Or even if you a dude who didn't finish college and this and that, and you working hard as hell, but you hustling in the streets to provide for your family and this and that, and you might be doing better than somebody who got a college degree, then they gonna hate on you. So it just goes, nobody is exempt from it, man. So I feel like we can bring all this hate, if we can expose all this haterism and shit, you know what I'm saying, that maybe we can change it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's gonna be a gradual process. It ain't gonna happen overnight, but at the end of the day, man, you know what I'm saying, I really just wanna stop, like, kids from killing kids and shit, like, you know what I'm saying, especially from where I'm from. There's a lot of black-on-black crime, and I think that shit whack. I think it's played out.
Yeah. Alright. How deep is, like, Kanye involved in the album?
Kanye is the executive producer of my album. But the thing is, on Good Music, he allows all of us to do our own albums. We do all our own albums, and then we bring our music to him, and we play it for him, and he'd be like, oh, man, I love that one. I love that one. Okay, this joint here, you might need to do this or that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He just gives his advice and his input, but the whole making the album process is strictly on the artist, man. He gives us that freedom because we all got our own sounds, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so he just, like, oversees the project?
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you think it's difficult to switch from doing, like, mixtape tracks to album tracks?
Not at all, because if you, like, in one of the magazines, they said that if mixtapes were like my mixtape, like if they had exclusives like GLC's Haterville, like Shy State of Mind, Honor Me, then you probably wouldn't even need albums. So when I did my mixtape, I went into album mode. You feel me? I felt like that I had to give the people something that was going to set me apart from all other mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? So I gave them that. So it's just like I'm warming up. You know? I'm in the preseason right now, and I'm balling real hard. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a lot of notoriety, and I just pray to God that it continues to go in a, you know what I'm saying, in a positive manner, and I continue to, you know what I'm saying, gain prosperity, man, and, you know what I'm saying, be blessed and be able to spread the love amongst my peers, you feel me?
Yeah. We know you've, like, rapped with, like, Kanye on several different songs on his album, and you've also worked with Jay-Z. How was it working with, like, some of the hip-hop's heavyweights?
Oh, man, I was on, It's amazing, man. I was on Jay-Z's album, the Encore album. That was me on there. I was the one on there like, it's star time. This man is mean. He's killing all y'all jive turkeys. Y'all want more of the chicken man? That was me on there that made everybody say hover. That's before I even had been heard as a rapper. That's how hungry I was and how bad I just wanted to be heard. They needed that for that record. I did it. And Jay saw me and he said that I had everybody saying, oh, he was just laughing and shit. He was telling me that I did a good job and this and that. Then he got to see me perform when I did the spaceship down in Tampa at the Hard Rock Live show. Then he was like, damn, I didn't even know that was you. Yo, you hot. Like, he didn't even know, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was kind of crazy. Then, you know what I'm saying, I got to work with, like, 3-6 Mafia, man, for my album. That was, like, some of the coldest, really shit that I ever did. I was down there in Memphis, and them boys had me down there feeling like I was in Chicago. They had me straight up feeling like I was at home, man. It was a beautiful feeling. They was live. You know how people would be like, oh, 3-6 Mafia, they going to be down there wilding out. And ooh, man, it wasn't none of that. They was very civilized, very cool, and, man, just like, you know what I'm saying, they speak like idols and shit. That's why you idolize them. They've been in the game for, like, 16 years. So that was a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying? And when we did the Drive Slow, to work with Paul Wall and T.I., to have them both on the record, man, that made me feel real good to be amongst Kanye West, Paul Wall, and T.I., and still be up there right there where ain't nobody like, who's dude? They was like, yeah, I love your verse too. So it made me feel good, you know what I'm saying? They had to let the people know, whoever was like for me, like, oh man, dude might have something here. It might be something special with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful feeling, man. It's just a beautiful feeling, man. On the real.
All right. Can we expect to, like, see any of them on the album?
Oh yeah, 3-6 Mafia is definitely on my album already. Kanye West is definitely on my album already. You know what I'm saying? And man, I've talked to a few other heavyweights, man, that has accepted my offer to be down. But I don't want to expose them right now. You know what I'm saying? I want to give you a little bit something to grow on. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all I'm really trying to do, man. I'm out here trying to grow and develop, and I want the people and the fans to grow and develop with me, man, because right now it's a cold world out here, so, you know what I'm saying, with me going here doing my thing as a rapper and shit, I also put on another pair of pants as far as, like, a leader, you know what I'm saying, because that's something that we really need right now, man. We need somebody to, like, lead us out of this negativity and all this killing and all this bullshit, man. We got to try to put an end to this genocide, so, man, it's a big ass pair of pants and a big ass pair of shoes that I'm finna put on, but I'm finna walk in them, man. And hopefully I can make my belt fit tight enough so that my pants don't fall off my head.
Alright. We interviewed Diego Red a while back. He said that he'd work with you. How was that, if you worked with him?
Yeah, I did a record with Diego Red, man. That boy is talented. Boy, he gonna put Fresno on the map, man. He got it. He got that spirit, man. You know what I'm saying? He really worked hard. He got a hell of a manager, man. His manager cold as hell too. His manager is actually a producer, an engineer, a PR person, and all that shit. He do everything. And Diego got the talent to back it up, so he gonna be all right, man. You know what I'm saying? He on a good team. He rolling with my man Hectic. He gonna be all right.
Yeah. All right. So, Is it anyone else other than like Kanye West that is working on your album apart from you and Kanye as the producers?
Oh yeah, man. I got 36 Mafia, DJ Paul and Juicy J. I got my man Banging Music. He did the Dope Man, did the Certified Gangsters for Jim Jones, Game, and Cameron. I got my man Kizo Kane. He did this record called Preserve the Sexy for LL. Then he just did a joint on the Alcoholics' latest album and a joint on Kweli's last album. So, you know what I'm saying, he's an up-and-coming star. I got my man XL. He did the Getting Some Head beat for Shauna. I got my man Mano. He did the Haterville beat for me. You know what I'm saying? I got like a gang of not really known producers and shit out of Chicago who I just been fucking with for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's gonna be alright at the end of the day.
Alright, cool. Alright. Any producers that you'd want to work with in the future?
Oh yeah. Also, I gotta say, Mike Dean. I'm working with Mike Dean too, man. Mike Dean is a legendary producer, man. He did like the majority of Scarface albums back in the day. Mike Dean had something to do with it, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, I got a session coming up with him, so that's one dude who I love to work with in the future. But I would also love to work with Dr. Dre. I think that dude right there is just outstanding. I would also love to work with like Outkast, Andre 3000, and Big Boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like man, man. It's a few cats, man. Maybe one day I also even like to work with shit. I'm trying to think, like man. Oh yeah, I like that dude Nitty. Nitty, he cold. That's the dude that did that Young Jock record.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think he cold too, man. So it's a few producers out there who I like to fuck with. But my whole thing is, I'm not one of those artists who want my whole album to be like to sell because of who I got producing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want to hit you with the unexpected.
Yeah. Alright. what albums have inspired you as like a music artist, basically?
You said what now?
What albums in the past have inspired you as a music artist?
The Untouchables by Scarface. Southern Playalistic Cadillac Funky Music, Cadillac Music, that Outkast album.
Yeah.
Riding Dirty, EGK, and Dirty Money, EGK. Who else? Me Against the World, Tupac, 2001, Dr. Dre, Doggy Style, Snoop Dogg, The Unbreakables, 3-6 Mafia, I'm trying to think, Coming Out Hard, 8 Ball and MJG, let me see, who else, oh yeah, Heads or Tails, Do or Die.
Yeah.
Man, it's been some albums that really made me want to, like, you know what I'm saying, get on my shit. And I'm telling you all these different artists that I'm naming because at the time when they came out, they didn't sound like what was out.
Yeah.
You feel me? They didn't sound like what was normal. Like, it was groups like Psychodrama, Out of Chicago, Crucial Conflict. Like, when artists came out of my city and they did their thing and they didn't sound like the rest of the world, man, that shit was really impressive to me because they were speaking for the city. So when I come out, I'm going to be speaking for the city. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So is that what you're trying to do with your album? Basically put something out that no one's heard before?
Definitely.
Alright, the verse that you did on Spaceship, Kanye West's album, basically, oh shit.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened there. Got cut off.
Shit, the verse that I did on Spaceship.
Oh yeah, that was alright. The verse that he did on the spaceship, it was basically the verse that gave you the most exposure in your career to date. When you look back on it, do you feel that the quality of it was equal to the exposure? Do you think that you can like do a much better verse today, knowing that you've evolved a lot as an artist?
Man, you know what? This is what I'm saying. When I did that verse, that wasn't a verse where I sat down like, oh man, I'm finna exercise my skills. I'm finna show everybody that I can really rap. Man, I was just on that record speaking from my heart. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know if I can go in the studio and feel just like how I was feeling at that time. If I try to like duplicate that, then it'd be phony.
Yeah.
So I gave it to you in the raw when I gave you the spaceship. That wasn't a verse where I was like, I want people to be coming up quoting my raps and this and that. That was just like, I gotta let these people know who I am and where I come from, and I'm speaking from my heart. So if you cut from the same cloth I'm cut from, you're gonna feel me. But if not, then you ain't. And then, you know what I'm saying, it probably just ain't for you. But I just thank God that a lot of people come up to me and be like, man, that was their favorite verse. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just be like, wow, that verse right there, man. You said, lost my mama, lost my mind. That helped me get through losing my mom or losing a relative or this and that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you feel that you created a bigger buzz on Drive Slow rather than Spaceship even?
I feel like that I just elevated it, because Spaceship, that right there is just straight up classic. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody say that it should have been a single, and I mean, well, there's nothing that we can do about the past, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was an amazing record, but I feel like on Drive Slow, I didn't let the people down, you know what I'm saying?
Because
now I'm on MTV and BET rapping Drive Slow, and people loving it.
All right. Is there any beats in the past that you wish that you'd like snapped up before the artist who finally got them did?
Let me see, any beats. Well, shit. I love the one beat that Common had. Damn, baby, let me testify. You accuse me. I love that beat. That record that Kanye did for Common. I love that beat.
Yeah.
The Dreams beat that Kanye did for Game. I love that beat. Let me see. Even the I'm trying to think what else. What's the other beat? Oh yeah, that young Jock beat. That shit is cold. Man, there's a lot of beats out here that I think is just really, really good, man. That rappers did really good on, man. That I wish that I could have had something to do with. You know what I'm saying? It'd be unfair for me to just name a few.
All right. What would you say was the hardest part for you coming up in the rap game, even?
Living in Chicago.
Living it, yeah.
And trying to be a rapper, where there was no industry set up. You know what I'm saying? Where we was just there working hard as hell, and there was so much talent, and we sitting up there chasing this dream. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of us, we probably didn't have the drive, or we probably didn't have the paper to get up and go. Feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We was confined to this little area of the world that we was living in, and we was cool with that and shit. And we was just thinking like, man, we gonna get discovered and this and that, but it really didn't go like that. It's kind of like, if you want to be the best car maker for Ford, the best auto body maker for Ford, you gonna move to Detroit where the plant is.
Yeah.
Now, they got New York where the labels are set up. They had L.A. where the labels are set up, Atlanta where the labels are set up, but they didn't have that in Chicago. So in order for me to get on, I had to get up off my ass and go get it, man.
Yeah.
I had to use that shot state of mind, exercise my go-getter life.
All right, and what advice can you give to people trying to become a successful MC and get signed?
Man, anytime that you ain't working, somebody is working, man. You got to believe in yourself, and please try your best to not rap like other rappers. That is, I mean, like, why would anyone sign you if you rap like Jay-Z, or if you rap like Kanye, or if you rap like me, or rap like whoever, when they can just go by the real thing?
Yeah.
That's what a lot of rappers fail to see. And it's just like, man, all you gotta do is just like, do you. do you, man. Find whatever it is when you talk to people, when you converse, when you just kick it or whatever. If there's anything about you that make people be like, damn, that dude cool, or man, this motherfucker, that's that dude, or this and that, man, try to put that in your music. Don't become a totally different motherfucker when you rap.
Yeah.
Because people see through that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. In all honesty, could you tell us, like, what do you think is lacking from the music industry right now, and do you think that you could help fix this problem?
Oh, yeah, man, because the whole thing is, man, my thing is history, not glorification. And when I say history, in order to know where we're going as a people, we got to know where we come from, man. We come from pain, struggle, and defeat.
Yeah.
Now it's time for us to win, man. It's time for us to win. So it's kind of like, my music going to make you feel like how you felt when you listened to Marvin Gaye back in the day and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it has a purpose. I'm not just making records for motherfuckers to be like, oh, yeah, I like that record. I want you to get something from what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Take heed in the voice. Take heed in the lessons in which that I'm finna lay down to you, man, because I ain't out here on no bullshit. I ain't out here trying to glorify nothing that I ain't trying to glorify nothing that can bring you down, nothing that can fuck you up. I just want to see you win. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to teach you how to exercise your G and get to the top and get to where you belong.
Alright, cool. What are your plans for the future then?
My plans for the future is to drop these mixtapes. So, I'm working on a cartoon right now called Welcome to Haterville. I'm working on, I just did all them ads for LRG, you know what I'm saying? And I just got called, they loving me, so you may see me in more ads, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get my career to where it need to be, man, you know what I'm saying? Become a household name, be in the public eye, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And go ahead and carry this torch, man, that our forefathers had set before us, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the legends of rap and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up listening to, like, N.W.A., Outkast, U.G.K., Scarface, Ghetto Boys, like, you know what I'm saying? Even, like, you know, Tupac, Biggie, you know what I'm saying? Like, the legends, you feel me?
Yeah.
So, like, once I get into this arena, man, it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of weight on my shoulders and shit. Like, I'm carrying a box Chevy on my shoulders, you feel me?
Yeah.
And it's people in it.
All right. Well, that's just about it for the questions. Have you got any last words for the fans?
Man, my last words for the fans is thank y'all for the love, man. Thank y'all for even giving a fuck about who I am, you know what I'm saying? And all I'm trying to do is exercise my G. I'm trying to grow and develop, you know what I'm saying? Just let me grow with you, y'all. We're going to do this together. We're going to be all right. And I'm sorry. I really want to apologize if y'all didn't get that Drive Slow mixtape, man. It's definitely a classic, so... Man, please don't deprive yourself and get it. I feel like I owe that to y'all. Love.